Welcome to season two of the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. This season, we are starting with a bang. What do you need to change in order to heal, to live with intention, to move the needle forward in regards to life with meaning? What would you do if you knew that all you needed was already inside you to pursue that life that you've always wanted? What changes would you make to your current life if you knew that everything was really going to be okay? Put your headphones on and take it all in as my guests are bringing value to your day so that you can be in a better frame of mind to go do that thing to which you were called. Well, welcome to season two of the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. I am super excited today because this season we are talking about all things being intentional. That's kind of my word for the year. And one of the things that we're going to dive into today is we're going to talk about time and probably get into the nitty-gritty of all that that means to people and how this amazing couple can help with that. But we're going to dive into their story a little bit deeper. But let me introduce you to them first. These two people are heart-centered entrepreneurs with a passion for helping others create the life they desire with ease and passion by showing up in their zone of genius. From how they met to how they created their multiple businesses, this is just a testament to what life holds for you when you step into your calling with full faith. And so may I introduce to you Emily and John Vermeer, and I am so, oh my God, so grateful to you guys. And to give a backstory here, so I have known the name for probably 2 years, but did not realize that they were in my backyard. And literally, like before they moved to where they are now, they were still in my backyard and closer to like where I'm from originally. So I live on the coast of North Carolina. They're on a little further down the coast of North Carolina. But welcome, welcome. Thank you for honoring us with sharing your story, sharing some tips, all of the things.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for that introduction. That was fantastic.
We're so happy to be here and we love you. And anything that you're a part of, we want to be a part of. So we're happy to be here.
Thanks. Well, I want to dive in. I want to ask you, first of all, because I think that people need to know backgrounds, like why are you even on here? So last season, I talked a lot about healing and trauma and how to show up in the world and things like that. And this time, I want to be a little bit more intentional on breaking a lot of these things down because I feel time. Mm-hmm. Kind of runs the gamut of so much. And there's so many different avenues that we could go down in regards to that. But I want you guys to kind of tell your story. Let's give a little background as to who you are, what were you doing prior to the last couple of years. And then we'll circle back around. But Em, let's just start with you.
Yeah, let's do it. I love this because it brings us back to, there's so much beauty when you retrospectively think of where you've been and where you are. And our story is kind of cool how we met, really. And it's kind of a testament to timing and time because it was all in God's timing, how we met. And we actually met online. He was in Chicago and I was in North Carolina. And he was a rebound from a long time, not great relationship that I had. But it was beautiful timing and how we met. And so when we met each other in Chicago, I finished school, moved up there. We lived together for about 5 years in Chicago, got married, had our first baby, came back to North Carolina. And all in that time frame, we were doing the daily grind. We were working more than 9 to 5. I have a background in working with people with special needs, and John has a background in golf management and being a golf pro and that side of things. So it's very strangely weird on how we got to where we are, but it's also just as beautiful and powerful because so many people ask us our background and it has nothing to do with what we do today. But what's beautiful is it kind of helped guide us to where we are. And we talk about it all the time of, man, what would have happened if we had stayed there? And we talk about how stressed and how power hungry we were, because we lived in Chicago. We lived in a hustle hungry world and where achievement meant everything. And so we worked probably 80 hours a week, both of us. We only saw each other on Sundays. And if we weren't working, and it was a struggle. And then we knew that we were supposed to come back to North Carolina and took a leap. And that was a big leap to come to North Carolina. John didn't have a job lined up. I just found something that was, it was by God's grace, and it was all special needs. I was working with Special Olympics and helping in the county that we grew up in. We had property, so it worked out that we were able to stay. We had unexpectedly, talking about timing, yes. We were moving, and we had a 4-month-old, and we were driving, and I remember being like, uh-oh, I know this feeling, and found out that we were pregnant again. So we have 2 kids that are 1 year and 5 days apart. And so talk about timing and unexpectedness and God's timing over our timing and how beautiful it is, because that wasn't our plan. And we were moving and all the things. John has jumped jobs here and there and has done almost everything.
When you want to say my background in this way, yes, I would say my background has been more of the golf industry and golf management, but I was considered, you've always heard the term of serial entrepreneur. Well, I was considered a serial job hunter per se. It was job for 6 months, hated it, didn't like it, or didn't like who I was working with, trying to find a new job. Same kind of pattern kept going on for years, and probably 3 or 4 years mm-hmm. while we were going through this whole process mm-hmm. of moving down here and trying to find something that really fit. And then of course just led into what we wanted to be able to do now, and to be able to, you know, have our own business, become entrepreneurs. And it was more of that timing of everything that had to come through, the whole really trusting God and saying, hey, he's going to be able to guide us, and actually listening to what he's saying. And that was like, for my background, I always noticed it was ever more of a situation. I didn't actually want to work for anybody. It was never, I think, the actual job itself or what I'm doing on a day to day. It was, I don't have control of my time. It was a boss or corporate, you know, corporation or company that says, no, you have to be here from 9 to 5, or you can't take these days off, or you only have 2 weeks of vacation. And it just never sat well with me personally. And I think it took several years of, I wouldn't say convincing, but of just conversations between Em and I of, this is not what we want to do. This is not what we're designed to be able to do, is that there's something bigger and greater in our life that we can take control of our own time and design the time around what we want to do and what we're called to be able to do.
I think that is so, it's so perfect. It's such a great segue, because it is giving everybody else permission to pivot.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, like right now, I think if you were to put your pulse or your thumb on the pulse of what is happening right now, I would say pivot, quote unquote, is the common thread, the common theme that is going on with so many people. But it takes so long because of this place of fear, mm-hmm. you know, and of the unknown. And, you know, you talk about you really just didn't want somebody else calling the shots and stuff like that. And I don't know if you listen to Mike Aiella's podcast, Investing for Freedom, or not, but one of the things he always asks his guest is, what does freedom mean to you?
Yeah.
A lot of people say time, right? Well, mine was the right to choose and the right to actually make a decision. I wanted to have that control of making a decision. I didn't want somebody else calling the shots for me. So kudos for y'all for stepping out into that. Because we're going to get into what you do here in a second, because it very much is helping people with their time, really, mm-hmm. when it all boils down to it. Mm-hmm. What do you think, in working with your clients now, what do you think is the biggest struggle that you're seeing the most in people when it comes to either their personal lives or their business?
Right now, I feel like there's a lot of, I'm just going to word vomit here, because I feel like there's a lot of people looking for permission from other or guidance from other, and they're going and they're trying and it's not working, or they're giving it 30 days and they're like, well, I'm going to give up because it's not working. I did exactly what X told me to do. And I just had a call with someone yesterday and she was giving me all this advice. And while it was good, it didn't sit right with me. And I was like, that's good advice, but it's not the advice for me. Mm-hmm. It's not, I'm going to take what works for me. And then I'm going to take what works for me over here and over there. And I'm going to make my own mold. I'm going to make what works for me and what God's calling me to do and go for it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's not enough of that out there of people being like, I'm going to try all these different things and build something for myself that works, rather than trying this method and that method and this method, because there's so much out there and we can just go and pour ourselves into more information and more information. But that kind of is a form of self-sabotage, and then it prevents you from actually going and succeeding. And so I heard on the radio a long time ago, and it was like, some lady was like, I'm going to give you the best diet plan ever. And the guy was like, what is it? And he was like, it's the one that works for you. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so true. And that's for everybody. You got to do what works for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
go for it.
But then also with that too, it's when you look at kind of the idea of a lot of problems, think about today's society, everything is about instant gratification. And you want it to happen not now, you wanted it to happen yesterday. And so it's like Emma's talking about, you're trying to find this guru that can be able to do it this way. And then that doesn't work for 30 days. So okay, I'm going to change the switch, pivot now, say, I'm going to do this as fast as I can. Well, this now isn't working for me. And people are not taking that time to be able to build something they truly want to be able to do themselves. And they're looking at this, if I don't have it tomorrow, it's not going to work. Or they're going to look at it then, okay, this didn't work, so now I'm going to add 3 or 4 more tasks to my plate to see if I can get it to work faster. Go faster, 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 faster. And it's almost like the adage of saying slow down to speed up. And I think a lot of people forget to try to take a look at, like, a more look at the big picture of everything on what they're trying to be able to accomplish. And speaking kind of directly more towards like entrepreneurs, or what I call solopreneurs, is people who are just doing everything themselves.
Yeah.
They're literally doing it all. They're doing all their marketing, they're doing all their content, they're doing all their videos, they're doing everything that they could possibly be able to do to try to sell their products or sell their services. And it seems like they keep running in this big circle, and then they just keep running in a circle, chasing their tail and not getting any type of results. And a lot of it has to do with that they're trying so hard to do it so fast, instead of let's try to do this right and let's try to build something with a good solid foundation to be able to build it. And then all of a sudden it speeds up because you kind of slowed down at the very beginning.
What would be your biggest advice on the fact that their issue that they think is that they're saving time, when in fact they are wasting so much time by the consumerism of, they're consuming so much information and trying to put things into place themselves, and then realizing that it's not working, and then they hop to the next. What are your whole thoughts on that, about the whole waste of time thing?
People are, I always like to say, people are obese and fat with consuming information. And it's because we are still in the information age of technology right now. There's always been these different ages per se in the history of our time, right?
Right.
And right now we're still very much in the informational stage of everything. So there's, you can find literally anything you want on the internet. You can find anything on YouTube, and you can search, I would say literally anything you ever want to be able to find, and you can consume all that information. And then what people are doing is they're just thinking, and they're consuming, and they're consuming, and they're consuming, and they're just getting more and more, and they're getting fatter, and they're getting, and they're getting more to where they're just obese on this, to where you can't move anymore. It's like, it's just, it's almost hunkering you down so much because you have all this information versus now let's take just a portion of that information and start right. taking some action towards that information you're trying to be able to do.
What if there was a way to access the subconscious and shut off that racing mind? What if that sleep that you were getting at night actually allowed you to recover and wake up more alive and alert the next day? The soundbar is a meditation room that uses frequency-minded music to help you relax and reset. It uses different frequencies to target nerve receptors in the body and may help with anxiety, stress, depression, lack of sleep, chronic pain, and more. The soundbar is located right here in Moorhead City at 4426 Arundel Street, Suite A in Pelletier Harbor Shops.
I feel like everybody is trying to do things so quickly instead of really taking the quote time to learn something or to be able to do it right the first time. It's like, we're just going to try to speed through this as fast as we can just to say I got it done, because that's what the professional, that's what the expert says to be able to go do. First, let's slow down for a second. If it takes you, you know, a task that you aren't familiar with, say it would normally take an expert an hour to be able to do this said task, but you as a beginner, as a novice, it could take you 6 hours to complete that. Well, now in my mind, I'm like, well, that's 6 hours of wasted time that I'm not going to get back. Instead of thinking about it, I'm going to take that 6 hours to now I truly understand what I'm doing. And now a week later, it's going to take me 30 minutes. It's going to take me an hour to be able to, or I can be able to bring somebody else in that's going to do it faster, but you understand how it's going to be doing it to where now you're able to take that time and exponentially grow your time per se, and you're leveraging what you're being able to do.
I would just say along with that, what we did about a year ago is we actually did a time audit, because I got stuck in the, I don't have enough time. I said it all the time to the point where he had to sit me down and say, you got to stop saying that. Not only because when I say it, I'm speaking that into existence, but then we had to sit down and be like, okay, where's our time actually going? Right. And so when you take an actual calendar that has every single hour written down and you fill it in during your day of, okay, well, I went to go use the bathroom, that took 1 minute. And then I went to eat my lunch, that took 5 minutes, right? And you actually go through, we actually have a lot more time than we think we do. But when you write down that you actually spent, and now our phones are so smart that tells us, oh, you spent 7 hours on social media today. I'm like, I know I didn't spend 7 hours connecting on social media today.
Right.
And so knowing and actually doing a time audit to one, prove wrong that you actually do have time, but to prioritize, where's your time valued at? And where can you spend more time in these areas? And also, instead of overwhelming yourself with all this information, what's one thing? What's the one thing that you can go and consume instead of feeling like, oh, well, I went down this podcast rabbit hole and then they told me to go get this course and now I'm doing this course, but they suggested to read this book, right? Go down the one, find the one thing and do that and put that in your time. And when that one thing's over, then find the next.
Yeah.
And to kind of piggyback off that a little bit too, with trying to find that one thing, a lot of people, we always like to call it your zone of genius, is try to, the fastest somebody can try to be able to get into their zone of genius. And when you are thinking the zone of genius, it is exactly what it sounds like. It's something that you know exactly what you're talking about. You know how to be, you know that it works and you're passionate about it. It's something that brings you joy and brings you energy to be able to do. And I guess first problem, I think a lot of people don't realize that they can get in the zone of genius or even what their zone of genius is. But before you get to that point, everybody's trying to do all of these things all at one time. And they're trying to be able to say, I can do everything. And so my zone of genius is I can do everything. No, that's only going to burn you out. It's only going to slow you down because you're going to end up losing all your energy doing it that way. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's like, if you can, if anything with that, to kind of piggyback off doing the, you know, finding the one program or finding the one coach or finding the one thing, is find the one thing, and literally one thing that you want to do that brings you the most joy and happiness every single day, and focused on that one thing. Figure out how the other stuff can work, but focus on just that one thing only.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to take it back, because all of those things are so freaking good, but you had to get to a point where you were seeing that, and then now you actually help incorporate that in what you guys do. The one thing being 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago, a couple years ago, where Emily found herself in a room of a bunch of women with a big need. Let's hop back to that and tell us about that moment, because that was pivotal for you. Yeah. And very quote unquote timely in regards to where the two of you are right now.
100%. Yeah. And a big thing, and this is something that I kind of pride ourselves on, is our eyes are always open to opportunity that's around us. Mm-hmm. I see opportunity everywhere. Anytime that I have a call with someone, I'm like, that's a business. That's an idea. Right. And it's kind of like addicting. So I'm like, calm down. But actually it's still less than a year ago. I started helping as a virtual assistant on the side. And I was doing it because someone sought it out in me. So I had hired a coach to help me with something completely unrelated. Mm-hmm. I was going down network marketing. That was what was going to free us and give us all this time and financial freedom. We had the vision of freedom and what that meant for us. Mm-hmm. And I hired a coach, and I was like, this is it. She's going to help me or she's not.
Right.
And this is what's going to be. And then I started finding myself of being kind of the cheerleader of our group in the mastermind. And I was making sure everyone had the Zoom link, and I was making sure that everyone was in the email list, and that everyone was in our thread, and that we were thriving. Right. And then our coach, Joy, she was like, hey, you're really good at this. I want to bring you on. And I was like, okay, I can do something part-time. So I was side hustling with our network marketing. I was being a VA. I was working full-time, and we had two littles. And I was like, something's got to give, right?
Just a little busy.
Yeah, just a little busy. And then I quickly realized, with Joy in hiring, I was like, holy crap, I could do this. Like, I can do back end things. People need help with email marketing. Mm-hmm. Sure, I can make graphics on Canva. No biggie. I'm really good at that stuff. And so then she referred me, and I got another client. And within 2 weeks, I was making my same income between two clients in a full-time job. And I was like, hold up, wait a second. There's something's going on. Something's bubbling. So we actually sat down and had a conversation. Can this actually pull me home? Can this bring me home to be able to do my own business? And so we said, yes, that's going to happen. And in January of that year, I left my full-time job and I started my own assisting. I was just a virtual assistant on my own.
And that was just last January, right? 2021?
Yeah. January 2021. Yep. Uh-huh. And so the vision at that point was just me, and I was going to take on as much as I could to fill up my day. And that was it. And quickly I started. So one of our clients had a retreat, and I went to that retreat. That was in February. Mm-hmm. And I went to the retreat, and I came home, and I was like, we're going to do an agency, because I was in a room about 25 to 30 women on any given day during the retreat. And I sat and I listened, and so many women didn't know how to build landing pages. They didn't know how to refresh their branding. They didn't know how to use Canva. They didn't know how to use social media. Or they didn't have time for it. Mm-hmm. And so I was listening to all these women and they were like, can you help me? Can you help me? And I quickly realized I can't do this on my own. I can't support so many people on my own. And then I also was getting information from people on how did you bring yourself home? Right? Like, how did you become a virtual assistant? I have no background knowledge of how to build, like, help with websites or landing pages. I tell people that we built our business on Google and Jesus, and that's exactly how it happened.
Right.
And so from that, I came home, had the conversation, and we were also in a move, like in the middle of a move, deciding to pivot our life and move somewhere else where God was wanting us to be. And so in that decision, we were like, okay, we're moving, we're getting more clients, I need a team. And so, and John, we were able to bring John in and then do this together, which was beautiful because at first we just needed help, right? We just mm-hmm. needed people to come on. But then we were like, wow, we're able to see the gifts that God has given us separately and also how it intertwines together on being this couple that is here to help people mm-hmm. and not just with their back end needs. We are your team, right? We are here to serve you. Mm-hmm. We are just as much your friend as we are the person on the back end doing the right stuff, right? And so getting in that room really gave me the vision and the opportunity to see what people needed. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it was, okay, I have this skill set. I now have more help. How can we really expand this? Because I know more people need it. And so it went on from there. And so now we offer more services to help online entrepreneurs with their business and back-end tasks. But really we're moving into this consulting aspect and strategy and really helping people because either people don't know how or they don't have time for it. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to free up people's time so they can use it to their advantage. Because you know, when you are speaking or when you are doing your zone of genius, how amazing that is, but that's what you're known for. Right. And so when you go out and do that, and when you're freed up, when your time is freed up, so you can do that more, your impact is greater. Right. And so when we provide these services for other entrepreneurs to show up more in their zone of genius, it's really awesome because we're helping them impact more people. So it's really cool to see.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to kind of piggy something real off of there, because what Em was kind of getting a lot of there too is at the very beginning when it started, she got all these clients, but her time was maxed out with those clients. And then the idea when she said, we got to start an agency, it was now leveraging our time better and be able to help more people. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's like, okay, so now it brings myself on board. And now we just doubled, quote unquote, the amount of time that we can be able to do with the both of us. And then we actually added team members and kind of built from there to be able to leverage our time more so we can, in addition, to be able to help more people that way too.
Yeah. So you actually train other people to do what you do from a VA standpoint, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say to somebody listening right now that's like, okay, I'm really good at that stuff and I kind of enjoy it, but I have no idea where to start? How can they connect with you and what kind of services can you offer in that regard to help them or to bring them on as a team member or whatever? What are you do right now in that space?
Yeah, so we actually within, again, this all kind of happened in just a whirlwind of
right.
literally less than a year. I mean, we are still less than a year than this whole thing started. So we actually officially went into quote business, I think, April of 2021. Yeah. So, and we actually, kind of a side note, we ended up taking that and built a six-figure business in the first year, less than the first year that we've been. So it's been kind of with piecing different things together. So of course we have the agency that we do when it comes to virtual assistant, but then we actually have the academy on the other side. So again, we found this need of people asking, well, how did you just do that? Because it was kind of that whole thing, like we literally, and if anybody ever needs permission and you're thinking of this hemming and hawing back and forth, we both quit our jobs with full benefits, pretty decent salaries, I would say, that we were living comfortably with. Children at that point in time were 4 and 3 years old, and uprooting everything and moving over to the beach and starting our own business, figuring out how we're going to do this together. And so if anybody ever needs any permission on that, yeah, you can do it. Yeah. It was probably, would I say it was the wisest choice of us? Yeah, I could say it was. I mean, it was hard things, obviously, and that kind of thing. But moving from there, we found people saying, well, how did you guys do that? And so again, entrepreneur light bulb moment. Well, guess what? We can teach people how we do this as well. Mm-hmm. And so we actually started on our academy last year. We had it. We had students come in and basically taught them kind of just different categories of skill sets that they needed that a lot of people are looking for as virtual assistant, or as, you know, needing a virtual assistant, such as email marketing, social media, content creation, or, you know, that kind of thing, podcast management, website management, those kind of things as well. We taught that type of skill levels to a certain point to where they could at least take that and go out to market themselves, leading that into the second part of it, teaching yourself how to actually market yourself and putting together an offer into a package on that kind of thing. And really my advice for anybody who says, hey, I have a certain skill, is everybody, and I don't know if you've maybe heard this before, it says just start, just do something, try to do something. But I guess my first thing is, yes, do something, but do something intentional. And that's where I know, Karen, you said, you know, intention is kind of your word of the year here, is be intentional of what we're trying to be able to do. It's now letting people know exactly what you do and being very clear on what you actually offer, saying, so if it's, you have a skill set of, yeah, I can write copy for somebody, or I have this ability to write a blog, right? Mention that out loud and say, yes, I have the capabilities of writing blogs for you, or I can write your copy for you, and I want to be able to talk to you, and I'm here to be able to take that off of your plate, to be able to guide you in the direction there. And take that first step of actual action and really shouting out loud of, this is what I have to offer. But I think a lot of people are so scared to say, I actually offer this type of a service, or I offer this type of a product. And so they just, it kind of freezes them to be able to go into it.
Do you think that comes from a place of the past where everybody had to have a certification, everybody had to have college education, blah, 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 blah. And now there's no need, because everything, there's so much information out there, and people every day are making six figures self-learned. I mean, look at Elon Musk for, I mean, hello, self-taught, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, permission on that. How do they, I'm going to ask you on other ways on how people can get in touch with you, but for the academy, how can they reach you? And we'll have this in the show notes to get in on that, because I think that there is, that is, it, yes, it's a need for especially small businesses and, like you say, solopreneurs, and you guys can't do it all. So where do they need to go to contact you as far as the academy goes, so that they can learn the steps that they need to take in order to implement that for themselves? Because it's, because you've had to do it. So learn from your mistakes, learn from what you have done that has worked, so that they can take it and, you know, have a shortcut, so to speak.
Yeah. So we actually have a free Facebook group that we do everything within the VA Academy itself.
It's called the VA Network.
Okay.
And it's also in my link tree for people to join. That's the first place that we ask people to go, just to get an idea of, you know, what does it mean to be a virtual assistant?
Right.
What is out there to be a virtual assistant? Because there's so many different things that you can do. And while we have a smorgasbord of things that we offer and that we help people, there's so much beauty in just picking one thing and saying, this is all I do. Mm-hmm. And you can charge a lot of money for just being niched down, right? For one thing.
Right.
And so in that free Facebook group, we really break down different opportunities that virtual assisting has, what you can do out there. And we give free tips and trainings in that group, but we also give the information for the academy, which we're actually launching in March this year. So, which is beautiful. And details are coming and more information is coming, but to really get that information, it's all going to be in that Facebook page in the VA network.
Yeah. We try to go live typically about, if we can try to go once a week and just giving different tips and tricks. And we'd like to have that as a more of a open line of communication within the Facebook group itself. It's something that we'll always tell people, let us know what you guys want to learn. Yeah. And then we're going to teach basically off of what you're really wanting and what you're really needing on there. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I personally am trying to change the viewpoints a little bit of what a virtual assistant is. And I think a virtual assistant itself can be more than just task oriented. And that's something that we've prided ourselves on and doing it more of as a relationship building process, and one that we are actually part of your team. We're not just here to just do a task and see you later. Like, we want to actually know what's going and how the inner workings of your individual business is going. And so we can really be able to fill in those holes and fill in those gaps to really truly understand how we can help you further. And those are the things that we talk about within the Virtual Assistant Academy as well. Is not just, yeah, this is the different skill sets that you need and that you can have to be able to succeed. Yes. But there's still the other X factor. And it's the heart-centered service provided, yeah, that we're going to be providing on that we actually care about your clients. And that's something that we try to teach big into as well, is be different than anybody else, be different than other quote virtual assistants that you could find. But yeah, that's where we're really, really going to be pushing and getting in the academy itself. And just to give a shout out with our, as I talked a little bit, we had it last year, we just found out. So kind of how we actually do within our academy is we'll do that. And if you get through the whole program, which is typically, we did it a 12-week program. It's going to be actually about an 8-week program this time around. We're going to shorten it up a little bit. But once you go through that, we actually offer out internships within our agency to be able to get actual experience with actual live clients and nice. Customers on those things as well. And with the possibility of hiring you on board into our agency. And we actually had one of our team members within our agency now, she actually did that whole process, went through the academy last year, joined in as an internship for about 3 months. We brought her on board. She's kind of our full-time kind of right-hand person now. And she actually, this is her final week of her job. She just put in her notice and she's going to be quitting here in like a couple of days, I think on there. Nice. And going full-time with kind of starting her own business with working up. And so, and we can't be more proud of what she's going and how she's kind of, you know, full circle on that. And that's, I guess, what really the main purpose of that academy is. It's not only, yes, it's going to be there to teach you how to be a virtual assistant, it's going to teach you how to be able to run a business, but it's going to be more geared towards, there is a bigger opportunity for you in your life than just to go work 9 to 5 or go work for somebody else. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. There's a lot of people that do that and want to be able to do that. It's great. But for those who really have this pull that there's something bigger for me, this is just an opportunity that we're going to be able to say, hey, there is a bigger opportunity and you can actually do it very quickly.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So we'll put all of that in the show notes. I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about your latest thing in just a second. But I want you to, just off the cuff, if you could give us 2 to 3 tangible tips that we could take away to manage our time better, whether it is in life or whether it is in business, what would you say those 2 or 3 things are?
I got one.
Go for
my
it.
First one I'm going to say is calendar. Live and die by your calendar. And this is, I kind of laugh and to say that with a lot of a sigh, because it's something that I'm still working on. And I've been talking to myself about this for a good solid 6 months now, to where time blocking and actually be strict with your calendar, putting it in your calendar. Mm-hmm. I have found myself saying, yep, I got, you know, X, Y, and Z to be able to do. But I have 6 meetings to go in, you know, for the day. And like, for example, being on the podcast here, this is, I think, our 3rd meeting already in the morning that we went back-to-back-to-back meetings on here. Yeah. And it's like, you're getting yourself so busy with all these other things and these other responsibilities that you have, to where then it's all of a sudden you start spinning out of control. And it's like, I don't have any more time because my calendar is so full. But if you truly, like Em was talking about, and you do a time audit, you can actually find pockets of time that you're wasting. And there is plenty of times where I'm guilty of it. If I don't look at my calendar and strictly put in my calendar of the things I'm going to do when it comes to work or personal life, mm-hmm. I get lost. And then I start getting distracted to go do something else. So like, I, of course, have a background of golf, you know, with golf, and I love playing golf. Well, if I don't have it in my calendar, I don't go play golf.
Yeah.
And that's where I've already now told myself, I think twice this week, I said, I'm going to go to the range. I'm going to go hit some balls.
Yeah.
Have I been to the range this week? Nope, not at all. Not one time. And so what I do, literally this morning, I put on my calendar for Monday afternoon, 1 to 4 o'clock, I put golf course. And so now I'm going to look at my calendar and I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to be at the golf course Monday afternoon from 1 to 4. And there's going to be no rhyme or reason. There's nothing else going to be getting put into that time on there. Right. And so my biggest thing is, it take your calendar, block out exactly what you're wanting to do when it comes to your work, when it comes to meetings, when it comes to your lunch. We have on our calendar family time starting from 4:30 until 8:30 every day. We put everything down, we pick up our kids from school, and we spend the rest of the night with our family. And it's because it's in our calendar, and I live and die by our calendar day in and day out.
I can say that that has probably been the biggest thing for me, because I was coming from a place of, I don't want to be boxed in. I don't want to be boxed in, you know, and then next thing I know, I've got my list is so broad of things that have to be done, but yet in the time blocking, there's also little categories that you can do to get that thing done that maybe you just, okay, I got 30 minutes that I can knock out something huge right now. Because if I don't do that, I've spent 2 or 3 hours, and then the stuff that really needed to get completed doesn't get completed.
Yeah.
And I had to completely reframe my brain from I need the flexibility. Mm-hmm. To understand that the time blocking was giving me more flexibility.
Totally.
Yeah, that's a really valid point that you bring up to that, because you think, you know, everybody wants the time freedom. And then it's like, when you get that time freedom, it's like, now what do I do? Mm-hmm. But it almost is that caveat. It's like, well, I don't want to be tied down to this specific. I've been doing that when I was at my job, right? I had all these meetings and I was there from 9 to 5, that kind of thing. Well, now I have the freedom that I can do what I want when I want to do it. Right. But you just start spinning in circles, and you start wasting your time that way and realizing I'm not being efficient at what I'm trying to do to accomplish it. So now let's get back into, okay, let's schedule this out very, very diligently. And I always think the more detailed you can be on your calendar, the better off you're going to be. And it's actually going to free up more time. You're going to feel actually more time freedom by being very, very strict and being very disciplined on what is in your calendar and then sticking to that actual calendar.
And so many people don't include their family in that.
No.
And that is like the worst thing you can do. The worst thing. That should be your priority as far as planning and managing. Mm-hmm. You know, we manage businesses, but we don't know how to manage our own family.
Yeah, 100%. And that's been a thing that we have learned too, of even being married, on scheduling time together. Yeah. Like, okay, we're going to sit together for 30 minutes and that's what it's going to be. And it's very important to include your family. And another thing that I wanted to tag on here that I think is so pivotal, that we talked with our one of our clients. She was like, Em, I just have a really hard time doing the stuff I don't want to do. And I was like, okay. Well, she was like, but I know it needs to get done. And I said, okay, so what does that mean? And I said, you need to put it in your calendar, but you need to label it to what it's going to inspire you to go do it. Mm-hmm. So like she was talking about, she wants to do her emails herself because it sounds better coming from her. Perfect. You can do that. But if it's not in your calendar, you're not going to do it, right? And so we set up an appointment for her on her calendar that shared with us, but it's called connecting time. So she knows that that's time for her to connect with her audience through an email, because when you label it something that's intentional and that vibes with you, then you're more likely to do it. So don't waste your time putting in stuff in your calendar if you're not going to do it, right?
So good.
And if you need to change what it's called, like literally on my phone, we have our phones labeled and categorized with like all of my social apps is I am connecting I am connected, right?
Like so what's the bigger picture? What's the larger reason behind
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say go when you're doing your time audit, how can you label it to make it something from the heart that's going to be something, oh yeah, I don't want to miss that. I really want to do that. Right.
Yeah. So good. So good. I'm going to do a hard stop on all of that that we've talked about, because I want to talk about what your latest thing is, because this has just happened in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
Get that? And it's huge. So let's talk about the Carolina Collective.
My baby.
Yeah, your baby.
My baby, yes. So this was something that really has, it just launched early this year in January, the official launch. Mm-hmm. We've been beta testing it since October, but it's been on my heart for at least a year. Mm-hmm. And I kept putting it on the back burner because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have my who's in place. I didn't know anything of what God was trying to make this make sense. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know that I need to pull women together. I know that women need a place to network where they feel safe and connected. That is deeper than just, here's my business card, give me a referral when you know of anyone looking for something, right? And I have been to many of those, and I knew that there was a disconnect. And then also being in rooms of women at retreats, at conferences, I was noticing how fueled we get, right? I call them fuel stations. You go, you're freaking pumped, you leave and you're on fire. And then 2 weeks pass, life happens. You're like, oh crap, where did that fire go? It's put out, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just can't wait for the next one.
Right.
And I was like, there's got to be a place where women can come together. We can network, we can get fueled, and we can also openly talk about God in our business, because really, that's the only way that abundance is going to come. You want your business to freaking take off, he's got to be in it, right? And I wanted people to feel safe in talking about that. And if I'm being really honest, when this idea came to me, he wasn't at the forefront. Mm-hmm. But when we started the beta testing and people were coming in, God was the only centered thing that was being spoken about. And that was so beautiful. And it was a reminder. And I remember telling you this one time of I felt pressure to sit down and him telling me, this isn't about you. Mm-hmm. This is about me. You're bringing people to me. Just a reminder, Em, just a reminder. And I was like, oh, okay. Yes, you're right. And so we created what we call the Carolina Collective. It's a membership that's monthly, and it's a one-stop shop, I feel like, for the entrepreneur. You can come in and get fueled, connect to yourself through our virtual events that we have, and then you can connect with other women around going through the same things that you are, and yes, get referrals, and yes, get more information and swap information. But really, the connection piece is so huge for people to be like, oh, well, I went through this. Oh, I'm going through that right now. How did you navigate that? Right. And then we also have our virtual events, connecting calls, and workshops to give tangible takeaways to these women on a monthly basis, so you can be fueled consistently. Mm-hmm. With God ever present. And we also have our retreats that are right now we're doing twice a year. So we have one coming up in March, and it's for anybody. So you don't have to be just in the Carolinas. You can be anywhere. This is just our first chapter that we're opening. And it's really for the entrepreneur that wants it all.
I'm going to do some rapid fire questions, and we're going to wrap it up, because I know that you've got to get into the Carolina Collective. Is it 1 or 1:30 today? It's like in the next like 30 minutes. So yeah. We're going to hurry up. All right. Rapid fire question. Out of the two of you, who's the most creative?
Definitely me. Emily.
Emily, who is the first to apologize?
Em.
The worst food that you've ever eaten?
Ooh, the worst food.
I don't know.
Boy, that's a hard one. That's supposed to be rapid fire. I'm trying.
I know, right?
Food. I like food too much. I don't know. Come on, think of worse food. Probably pizza we actually just ate like 3 weeks ago here in Sorry, Wilmington. I won't name the name of the pizza place, but it was about the worst pizza I think we've eaten ever.
Oh, wow. That's wild. Okay. Number four, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
So I'm smiling.
I would say on the coast of North Carolina.
I want to live in Costa Rica.
Last question. What are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Ooh, I love that question. I think I'm just looking forward to the surprise of not knowing what's coming and just being open to what God has for me, because you know me, John knows me. I am such a planner, and I always have expectations, but what I'm learning is I need to slow down and just be in the moment and receive. And so I'm just looking forward to the surprise that comes tomorrow.
I would say I always look forward to tomorrow as being reset, regardless of if today was the best day of your life or today was the worst day of your life. Tomorrow is always a reset. You can always restart yourself every single day. There's been where I've gone through weeks of really being in a downward spiral, not being active, not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, mm-hmm. but you can always be able to reset and restart. And I think that's always, the next day can always still be a reset, even from your highest of highs and lowest of lows, but it can still be a restart to be able to do something greater and better and bigger and everything from there.
So good. So good. I want to thank you both for joining me today. I know we went long and I apologize for that, but I think everything that you gave, there was some amazing takeaways. And if you're listening to the podcast today, be sure to please head over to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review, leave us any comments, leave us any suggestions. I'm all for the suggestions as well. And again, thank you so much. Season 2 is going to be fire. If you thought that today was great, just hold on, because it's only getting better. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to this latest episode. I would be forever honored if you would give us a 5-star review. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave those in the comment section, and we look forward to seeing you next time.